It is Monday morning, so we are joined in studio right now by our wonderful music director, Steph Leong. Steph, good morning.
Good morning. I love Mondays.
I love Mondays too.
You know, some people, it's hard for some people because it's off the back of a weekend, but Monday mornings means new music.
It does.
And that's my aim, to bring a little bit of fun on breakfast.
I'm ready.
Highlighting three new tracks from artists. And the first artist we're going to talk about is Alton Gunn. Now, they're based in Amsterdam, and their members are of Dutch, Turkish, and Indonesian backgrounds. And they've just released a debut album. It's called On.
Uh-huh.
And what we get here are traditional Turkish folk songs taken apart and rearranged with a psychedelic lens, and, you know, some funky covers of obscure 70s Turkish rock songs.
Oh my gosh!
So let's just start with that.
Okay, let's start with that.
So this track here that's playing underneath is called Gotcha Dunya and translates to grandfather. Now, if you are particularly into 60s, 70s Turkish rock, you might know this as it was popularized by Erkin Koray. And yeah, so it's a cover of it. And a lot of the album has these obscure 70s covers, but as I mentioned before, they do take apart some traditional Turkish folk songs, and you can hear twangy saz riffs. Do you know what a saz is?
I have no idea.
Well, let me enlighten you. A saz is kind of more like of a rounded guitar. It's got a thin neck, but no sound hole.
Okay.
Look it up.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah. I mean, you'll see it. If you Google any of these guys' live performances, you'll see it in the band. And there's an electric wah-wah guitar and these beautiful sweltering analog organ sounds. Yeah. So this one here is from Alton Gunn. It's spelled Altin Gun. And the track is Gotcha Dunya. Look it up. There's a brilliant live performance that they did for KEXP in Seattle.
I'm loving everything about it.
Yeah.
I'm loving everything about it. So what else have we got for this
week? So moving on from there, we're going to talk about Stonefield. Great Australian band from rural Victoria, made up of the Finlay sisters. Now they've returned with album number 3. And it's just come out. It's called Far From Earth. And it's been put out by their new label home, Flightless Records. Some people might know that name because it's King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard's label, Babe Rainbow. Yeah, so, you know, they've kind of got a roster of more psychedelic rock sounds. And you can kind of still hear that with Stonefield. Like, they've got those indelible markings of 70s psychedelia, but a lot of this record has kind of moved towards more punchier prog rock sounds, a little bit of heavy metal thrown in the mix as well. So think sludgy guitars, drony synths, rock. So we're going to take a listen now to one of the tracks. This one here is called Visions.
Super funky.
Yeah, so you can hear some of those heavier sounds coming through, and I like it. I really like it from them. And if you're enjoying the record, they're actually touring in May and June and playing in Sydney at the Oxford Art Factory on May 25. Oh, there's one for your calendar.
There's one for the calendar. I like it. Now we've got one more song to play this morning, one more artist to talk about.
Yeah, so this is a little bit of a newcomer named Milena Zavala. She's put out a debut record called Aliso. And she's an Argentinian-born, London-raised artist, producer, filmmaker. And on this record, what we really hear is dreamy, experimental folk pop. Now, Zavala kind of draws from those Argentinian roots. And there's a subtle rhythmic allusion to Latin music. And she explores her cultural identity and miscommunication of cultures, I guess. You know, being a first generation growing up in London with an Argentinian black background. And there's a bunch of laid back floating melodies, really textured harmonies and stately, almost haunting vocals. Think Beach House's Victoria Legrand, for example. That's okay. Kind of the tone she has. All yeah. Right. So let's take a listen to one of the songs from the album Aliso. This is by Milena Zavala, If It Goes, and we're going to leave it there.